a study recently that said the poor are more charitable than the rich. On average, they give almost twice as much of their income percentage-wise to those in need than their wealthier brethren. They also volunteer more for charities and nonprofits, service groups, and outreach programs. Basically, if my sociology statistical studies are still in semi-working order, this proves, well, not quite conclusively, but damn close, South End is way more philanthropic than our neighbors up yonder ensconced behind their key-carded gated communities. I had a friend tell me in all seriousness a while back in regard to my bemusement over her financial plight at the time that $1 million just wasn't what it used to be. What exactly do you say to a pronouncement like that? Do you work out the math of inflation versus income? Do you shrug your overburdened shoulders and just agree? Or do you take pity and offer up a loan, you know, to get her by until that devalued $1 million returns to its rightful place in the economy? These are tough times, especially, I guess, for the rich, or more aptly, the folks who no longer count themselves among the Gatsbys of Kamano. Their stocks have slipped, the value of their two homes has dropped, their retirement funds seem inadequate now, even their hedge fund broker refuses to return their frantic calls. That vast chasm between us and them looks like a ditch, not a Grand Canyon. And if sacrifices must be made, and believe me, they must, a little less given to the needy is definitely the order of the day. Meanwhile, down here on the lower tiers, we kind of see we're all in this together. So we still donate, we still volunteer, and we still give. We don't have much, but it never seemed too little somehow, even though $100 isn't what it used to be.